Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Ooh, ooh, D.C., ooh. Ooh, that eliminates some trash talking, though.
No, but maybe it makes not. For one very maybe happy not, no. Cowboy fan.
We got,
oh,
we got one.
My gosh. He's walking on his tippy toes today.
Look at him.
We do have a happy cowboy fan. That's one thing about that.
You're going to get some rim shots today.
Oh, we might get some rim shots today, man. There we go.
Oh, he's twerking.
Yeah, man.
Super Dave, did you see the game last night? And who was it? Pittsburgh.
Antonio.
Yeah, he was twerking in the end zone when he got a touchdown.
Yeah, that's not sexy, dude.
That is not.
I don't.
Twerking is not. No, I'm with you on that one.
No.
Twerking is not good. It's just not.
Take the 6 points and keep it moving.
You know what I'm saying?
This is not the Magic Mike movie.
No.
I mean,
no.
Can we get back to the Iggy Shuffle or something?
Do the bird or something. The dirty bird or something.
The Iggy Shuffle.
You
went back.
Hey, they're not surprised you when I go back. You're like, well, how far back can he go?
Unless there's a professional football game on Friday, and you get a touchdown, can you twerk in the end zone? We have to make a rule.
You can't do that. Is not a good look.
No, I don't even think Man Dance Friday really gives you the right to
to twerk in the end zone.
Go back, the California
NFL
Quake.
Players.
Bring that back. I mean, come on, we can't have this. I'm what you said. What is he doing?
I don't want you waltzing. I don't want you twerking.
Keep it moving.
No auditioning.
At least we got a happy cowboy fan, and that's all
that matters.
We got to work with a cowboy fan. He controls the rim shots.
We need some rim shots up in here.
Good. All is well.
The cop that put the chokehold on Eric Garner got a pay raise and a desk job.
Not just $20,000.
A $20,000 pay raise. He choked and killed Eric Garner. And he has a desk job. He's been promoted to a desk job and a pay hike of $20,000.
Significantly more money than he did before the, as some people call it, the incident. His name is Daniel Pantaleo. And the Politico's reported during the 2014 year, before Eric Garner died, he made $99,915, including almost $20,000 in overtime pay. And he got a raise in 2015. In that 12-month period, he is earning a $76,000 base pay and $17,000 in overtime and $11,000 in additional earnings. And so there you have $120,000 in this year.
Rewarding.
With earnings between July 15th and June 2016.
He's done a good job. He gets a pay raise.
Yep.
Such a good job of killing somebody.
Yeah.
Give you more money.
And that is why, you know, there was so much uproar. Eric Garner's daughter was talking about the mayor of New York and calling him.
She laid it out, didn't she?
She called him the P word.
And just because you like black pee don't mean you like black people.
And she, you know, went out there on and because they would not reveal this information about this cop and what he was doing after all of this and the kind of money that he's been making. And rightly so. She's angry because they are getting the information. And a man who's doing, and as they say, been doing pretty well for himself.
Golly.
It's a crime.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you're going to get mad.
And you wonder why people are angry and are just
cops.
Having their own protests about this.
Yes, Kaepernick. Yes.
I wonder why we're taking a knee. What are they upset about? Why can't they just play football and shut up?
Yeah. What? You have the right. Yeah, you have the right, but I just don't. Okay, well, give us the opportunity to express ourselves. They've given this man the opportunity to make more money as a result of, and I say, as the result of the death of an innocent
man. And booing
man.
The president at the football game for his 9/11 speech.
Yeah. But these people, they're not deplorable.
That stuck with me all
They're
day.
They're not deplorable.
Chris Paul nailed it. He said, apparently deplorable is the N-word for white people. And did you see the the T-shirts?
The deplorables?
Yes, the deplorables. Trump supporters had I'm deplorable T-shirts made.
Well, at least they recognize.
And then at a Trump rally in North Carolina, is this deplorable? A man protesting at the rally was punched in the face by a Trump supporter. That's not deplorable, is it?
No, it was a deplorable person, but maybe not a deplorable action. You know what? It's just when you think it can't get any crazier. And we've been saying this month after month, day after day. And just when you think it can't, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Deplorable. Apparently, is the N-word for white people.
And they have feelings. Who knew?
And Dancing with the Stars last night.
Yep.
Dancing with the Stars last night.
They had, and the way they did it, because if you're watching Dancing with the Stars, and yeah, there are those of us that spent 2 hours and 1 minute watching this last night. And Ryan Lochte was one of the last, he was the next to the last performer.
Uh-huh.
And just as he's standing there and they have three of the judges at a time tell him, you know, about his performance immediately. And they said that two guys rushed the floor and other people were in the audience yelling anti-Lochte chants, protests. And all you could hear and see was Carrie Ann and Naba. You saw a quick video of Ryan Lochte dancing, and you saw Carrie Ann, excuse me! Like, really, Carrie Ann? Really, what are you doing?
Well, she's having,
excuse me!
Had very little experiences with protesters, because excuse me doesn't break up a damn thing.
What is a protesting protocol for ballroom dancing? Without doing,
excuse me! Excuse me!
Get up! You know, it's like, okay, bless your heart.
She was not hitting the rides of L.A. because that didn't break up a damn thing.
It doesn't do it in a classroom of kindergartners.
Excuse me! Excuse me!
Seb, I think it was a setup.
I mean,
Dancing with the Stars.
Well, they had to know that something was going to happen with him on there. They really knew. And I think this was helping their ratings. That's why they didn't put him on.
That's why I think, you know, because of ratings, and the ratings have been declining, and they need something. So they, excuse me.
And you know, kudos to Lori Hernandez. I'm a big fan of hers from the Olympics, and she was part of the gymnastic team. And she came. She had to dance after this, so it was a whole lot of stuff. And she came on and did beautifully. But it was the end of an evening that was really. It's going to be a good season.
How was Vanilla Ice?
I didn't get this, but usually, you know, they at some point they do whatever they're known for later on in the season. They came right out and hit Ice Baby. And
she might not be there that long.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I think that's what his partner did say, Jay. It's like, okay, dude, Robbie. Buddy. They won't know you for much longer anyway.
Yep, it's like we tell people when we do the dance contest.
Get to the good part.
Get to your good stuff right away.